Shortly after September 11th, the President of Pakistan announced his alliance with the U.S. in the War on Terror. Then, for weeks, the world watched as Pakistan's Islamic fundamentalists took to the streets, organizing violent anti-Western demonstrations. With the defeat of the Taliban in Afghanistan, public outrage eventually subsided. But now, with talk of a new war against Iraq, it's bubbling up again in Pakistan, as NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Karachi.
Western diplomats, Pakistani academics, and local journalists say anti-American sentiment has been growing in Pakistan over recent months.
There is a feeling of total hopelessness which has increased the anger of the common people in Pakistan.
Sikandar Mehdi is professor of international relations at the University of Karachi. He says that U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East has convinced a growing number of Pakistanis that Washington is conducting a campaign against Islam.
The U.S. is against Iraq, and the U.S. was against Libya, and the U.S. has been supporting the Israelis against Palestinians. So they think that the U.S. is after the Muslim countries and Muslim people.
For years, this view has been loudly and sometimes violently expressed by Pakistan's Islamic fundamentalist parties. And now, due to recent events, the idea has been gaining ground in more liberal segments of Pakistani society. Take, for example, the campus of Karachi University. Like many others here, 23-year-old Ashad Tanweer used to dream of moving to America. But no longer.
Before, it was a very good place for working. Now it's very against Pakistanis or Muslims, basically.
All five members of Tanweer's library study group cite other examples of what they call anti-Muslim American policy in Kashmir, the West Bank, and Iraq. 21-year-old student Subia Khan.
U.S. policy is only in the favor of non-Muslim people, not Muslim people.
The students all agree that Muslim solidarity will prompt them and other Pakistanis to support Iraq in the event of a U.S. strike against Baghdad. Student Hina Alim.
People will start help Iraq and they will become against Americans.
The Pakistani media contributes to the negative U.S. image here. In one of today's English language newspapers, an editorial announced, quote, America shows a complete lack of morality in dealing with other human beings, especially if they happen to be Muslim. The country's native Urdu language dailies, some of which still openly support the Taliban, regularly print articles with titles like American Intention to Desecrate Mosques. John Kincannon is a spokesman for the U.S. Embassy in Islamabad.
Part of what we do is to try and explain and counter that and explain that, again, our dispute is really not with Islam, but our dispute is with people who use political violence.
Despite more than $1 billion in U.S. aid and debt relief over the past year, Kincannon says the U.S. hasn't yet won the battle for public opinion in Pakistan. At this posh coffee shop in Karachi, a pro-Western Pakistani businessman named Asif cites recent attacks, the bombing of the U.S. consulate in Karachi, and terror attacks against Christians. He says he's afraid of an even bigger backlash here if and when the U.S. attacks Iraq.
It's something which people are still not doing here, but it could happen at any time. And it's just going to make things worse. And we don't see a reason for things to get worse. You know, we're halfway there already.
Asif, an employee of Coca-Cola, says a war will give new life to the same extremist groups that attacked his company's trucks and drivers last fall.
You see, what these American actions will do is that they will spur on the extremist element in society.
One Western diplomat stationed here warns that if Washington unilaterally attacks Iraq, those foreigners still living here might as well pack up and leave. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Karachi.